Maureen Dillon Teasdale for CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today I'm talking with Lynette Enfoldson. Is that the correct pronunciation of your name?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it's Danish, and we were told by a cousin of mine from Denmark that it's Enevoldsen. Enevold is Edward, mm-hmm. and S-E-N, of course, is son, and it just means son of Edward.
Okay.
You do it whichever way you can.
Enevoldsen, I like that. Okay, thanks,
yeah,
Lynette.
It has more of a rhythm to it.
Oh, it does. It really does. Now, Lynette belongs to the writing group, the local writing group here, right here, right now. And tell us a bit about yourself before you read your story, Lynette.
I was born in the Channel Islands in Guernsey, England, during the war. Been doing some writing about that. And then I started teaching in England, but I came to live in Canada in 1962. I was just looking for kind of more adventure and moving around. And I came to a little private school in Dunham and ended up by living in Sutton, Quebec, and I've always stayed here. It's so beautiful. And after I retired, I've been painting, I've been writing, I've been trying to do some music and helping family and with pets, walking dogs and stuff like that.
Okay. Sounds quite busy. All good stuff, too. Now, you're in the writing group right here, right now, and you mentioned before...
Yeah, it's nice to keep busy.
It is. You mentioned before we went on air that you had been in the group for about 2 years?
A friend of mine told me about the group meeting in the Pettus Library, Memorial Library in Knowlton, once a month, and it was a lovely group, but unfortunately COVID came along and sliced that right out of my life, and luckily they got home, and once a month we meet for if we're doing memoirs, and then once a month if you're interested in poetry. That was a lovely group. Draper does another one on beginnings. We've got Angela Leck, who's a publisher, and Melanie, who's in touch with you guys and is an expert on English as well and writing. We're very, very fortunate to have all these people giving their time to encourage us and move us ahead.
That sounds great. Now, you had a story that you wanted to read on air?
Yeah, my little story is called Replacing Coco. Okay, fine, I'll go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, Replacing Coco. When was the last time you reached for your breakfast cereal and saw those little crotte de souris, mouse poop, scattered on the shelf? My kitchen has been partly renovated, but my food cupboard is still in an old corner, very much connected to interior walls and their mousy corridors. I had a mousy visitor or two last year. Here's how I have been partly successful in keeping the beasts at bay. I moved all the food that might attract mice to another location where there is no access to walls sheltering mouse highways. It took quite a while to go looking for food in the new place. Only food in jars and indestructible packaging now sits on the original shelf. After that, I chatted to my neighbor, and she lent me a mousetrap, stores being closed at the time because of COVID. I put the trap under the sink where my food bits for composting were, and I caught two mice in it. Problem solved. As soon as possible, I bought myself two mousetraps, which had a new and sleek look to them. I still mourned my old cat, who had 2 years before. I had never seen evidence of mice with me, but I realized that the cat next door was probably the one who was the mouser, calico cat. She would be sitting patiently by the front corner of my house after. If I arrived in my car from somewhere, I would say hello and encourage her to stay in. She was called Coco. We were always friends, and she would often leave a dead mouse for me. After my cat died, Coco continued to be mouser-in-chief of my house, so that I no longer had Minou, because the following summer she ventured into the kitchen. I was cutting up a cantaloupe melon and had placed some of its juicy interior into my compost pot, which was now on the floor near the door, ready to go out into the composter in the garden. Suddenly, she was happily eating the orange flesh. I offered her a piece of the solid melon, and she was enthusiastic. I had to wonder if the orange color of the melon held a source of coloring for her orange patches. An occasional spoonful of melon seemed to be very satisfying to Coco, and she kept up a schedule. Unfortunately, it all came when her owner regretfully moved to a different part of town. Since then, no other cat has taken her place. A nearby dog seemed to rule the roost. And at this point, I started to see activity indoors again. Back to the present. At the moment, there is simply no nearby cat which I could encourage to survey my house. My two sleek mouse traps managed to catch 3 mice, but after that, they seemed to lose their snapping ability, except on my fingers when I tested one. Since then, they have bashed another 2 mice, leaving blood around, but no bodies. So much blood. I almost prefer the traps to not function at all. Well, I did find one body under a bed after smelling something obnoxious in the air. I believe and hope that the other one managed to get outside. The traps are essentially useless to search for something different. However, I may have achieved some success. I had one visit from a mousy fellow a few weeks ago who left his mark on that same shelf. It was cleaned, and as far as I know, he never came back. The right type of food is simply not available. Wrong restaurant, I guess. So I have had minor success. And when the COVID scare ends, I shall continue to search for something more effective. But my best for a new neighborhood cat like Coco.
Oh, that's really cute.
The true stories sometimes are the cutest.
They are. I guess you continue with a writing group, and you said that the Zoom works really well, and you're enjoying that.
Yes, very much. We're putting together a book about our COVID experiences, and I'm writing memoirs, and people are. So I think we all get encouraged from each other and a lot of inspiration from the leaders of the group.
Mm-hmm. I think we do. That's a great project. So, well, we wish you luck with your writing group.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.